I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to a new report by Save the Children, the Greek islands house a growing trend of depression, self-harm, and suicide among refugee youth. Now, part of the problem in camps around the world is that a major life necessity is missing, and that's hope for the future. Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International says, without hope, education can only take someone so far.
When they get to be around 14, 15, they kind of drop out. They work within the camps, they work for their parents, or they hustle in some way, if you will. But they've really become, you know, disconnected with the educational process, mainly because they don't see any future.
So what can be done? Tent Schools believes opportunity with the gospel message opens the door to hope. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada is calling all artists to show off their stuff in its visual arts contest. It's a chance for creatives to join together in sharing the persecuted church's story. VOMC's Vanessa Broble shares.
We have a theme verse here at Voice of the Martyrs. It's Hebrews 13:3, and it says that we should basically remember those in prison as if we were together with them in prison and are being mistreated as if we ourselves were suffering. And so this contest comes out of that verse and wanting to be a valuable visual voice telling the story of the persecuted through Hebrews 13:3.
Now the contest is also a chance for artists to use their gifts to impact the kingdom of God, but it's restricted to Canadian residents only. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.